Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, wedding planners. Well, wedding planner is someone who plans and organizes weddings as a profession. And this is according to the dictionary. But I just want to know, what is so special about having a wedding planner? Do they bring some specialty to the wedding, or what do they do? Well, tonight on Let's Talk, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show our VOA Swahili reporter in Nairobi, Kenya, Kennedy Wandera. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shomari.
And also, please welcome our reporter in Kampala, Uganda, Kenneth Bwire. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you.
And for the first time, a wedding planner herself, a radio reporter, working with UBC in Uganda, the one and only Prosy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
All righty. Now, here we have everybody. I just want to say a few things here, just a brief history of the wedding planner. As we know, the role of the professional wedding planner has evolved over the years. As we know, usually when a woman and a man are getting married, they have to have people to help them arrange the details and the plan of the wedding. Perhaps not stylish, but in our modern day, we need someone to help. Maybe for those celebrity weddings and big weddings, you always have a wedding planner. But behind the scenes, you need someone to help. Back in the days, we remember, in Africa, we had family members, friends, brothers and sisters helping to get that day happen. So you really don't need to have anybody or hire anybody to help you. But these days, since everybody's busy, things are changing. So, is this what we really need? Tell me about it. How was the experience? Because many people say this is so hard to make it happen.
We planned how we want it, and I went to the places that we're going to have the event take place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did like 4 days. We had, it's called Hina.
Hina, what is that Hina thing?
Hina, that's we put Hina, you know, Hina, like a tattoo.
Uh-huh.
But that was like a traditional. My grandmother wanted that.
Okay.
So we did for her. Mm. She invited her friends. A traditional thing was there.
Wow. And it looked so pretty in your hands.
And we had Manyema dance.
Oh, it's a dance. So it's a traditional dance.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
bring people to dance in.
Yes.
But you have to pay them and you have to organize to get them, right?
Yeah, because my grandmother has friends.
Oh, okay. So here comes the grandmother doing all this planning.
Yes.
It. Okay, I got you. Got you. Mm-hmm. Now you see how that works out. It worked out perfectly well for you because you had your grandma, yourself, mm-hmm. and other family members around you to help all this planning. So imagine someone who doesn't have all that.
You need to have money, too, to pay for the wedding planner. And it should be, like, a big thing.
Yes.
So, for us, it was a small thing, a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a friend's party, which I invited my friends.
Okay.
My sister organized it with my friends.
Okay.
So, just a few people came.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you saved a whole lot of money.
Yes.
A big saving because you have family around.
Yes, we do.
And this is the thing here. For people who already have family around, they will always make it easier for you, you know? And they make it easier because they're there for you. But for those who don't have family around, they will have to pay for somebody. And I think, maybe you can tell me, most women, they would like big, lavish wedding rather than men. Do you
exactly.
know why?
Yes.
Why is that? And why you didn't do it?
It's just a dream.
Okay.
People dream big, yes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you should think, will I be able to afford this?
Right.
I know different things. You want and being able to afford it.
Sure.
They're two different things.
Exactly. Yes. Those are two different things, right.
Yeah, and you can put pressure on the parents.
Yeah.
If they're the ones doing.
Thank you, Saida Hamdouni. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing wedding planners. And back to the studio. I want to welcome Kennedy Wandera, a newlywed. Tell me about your wedding, Kennedy. How was it done? Did you really need a wedding planner, or you had to do it by yourself with your family, as we used to do back in the days in Africa?
Thank you, Shomari. I think just the way you say that the weddings nowadays are changing so fast with technology, and you need somebody around you to help you to push two or three things in the perspective. During my wedding that was in April this year, I was able to bring in a few people who helped me to know what to do. For instance, I got people who are various service providers, that's how they call them, people who need to let you understand the cost of a particular product or a particular thing that we'll be using at the wedding. So you need them, especially things to do with the music, things to do with the food. You need to get service providers. And first, the most important thing that you also need to do on the onset is to be able to get a wedding planner and then tell this particular person, this is your budget. Now, according to your budget, she's going to help you. He or she's going to help you to construe your budget according to the things you need that you've submitted to this wedding planner. He or she is just there to help you direct and know items that you need that are very important, that you've just given a priority to make sure that your wedding reaches that level that you desire. Yes, I had one who really helped me a lot, plus my family members who I had just identified so that they can also be part of my wedding committee. So they really helped me to accommodate such kind of issues because they're very important. You can't do it alone.
You cannot do it alone. But hey, we have some people who did it alone. But let me ask Porosi, the one and only, you are a wedding planner, Porosi. What is so important that you have to be there to help these people do their weddings? And what are the challenges out there?
Well, thank you. What is so important is the service providers, knowing the right person who can give the right product that the client needs. Money alone cannot make a wedding anymore, because you could get a service provider who will provide you very expensive stuff but not do it right, or even give you an expensive item which you don't even need. So a wedding planner helps these two parties to set their priorities straight. And sometimes the trends keep changing. So this couple could have seen something from 2001 and they want it today, yet it's actually out of fashion or it's totally unavailable. It has kind of run out. So a wedding planner comes in to tell you what's on point, what to get right, and where to get it in the shortest time possible.
Shortest time possible. That is the key, because you don't have time when you're doing these weddings. Tell me, Kenneth Subwide, your experience with wedding planners. You know this. Do we really need them? Or is this something that fits in our African settings right now? Or we can still say we can do it like we used to do back in the days?
It's no longer back in the day, Shomari. Today's society is full of people. Sometimes they are calling them goods. Not the word to use. You may trust a relative, you may trust a friend, and the person can take off with the entire budget. So the best thing to do is to look for process who will help you, who will make sure that all your issues are stress-free, they run on track. In short, it's better to trust somebody who is not close to you. You deal with the planner, somebody who just work it out for you, and your entire project will go as you would wish it to happen. Will not be willing to carry the blame, because that person, that is his or her business. But in African society, your very friend will mess up the entire system, Sunday.
Okay, yeah, it might be. You're right about that, Kenneth Bure. Okay, wedding planners, the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Hello, Africa music fans. We have hours of the music that you love every day. Some things change, some remain the same. From the north to the south and the east to the west, we play only the best. Tune in at 0100, 0200, 1200 and 1300 UTC, GMT, right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio, alongside on the phone, Kenneth Subira, Kennedy Wandera, and Prosi. Right now, we are discussing wedding planners. Well, one thing I do know that we always remember, you guys can tell me, do you remember when weddings became more prominently, especially during the 1981, when the world turned its eyes to the wedding of all weddings at the time, the marriage of Prince Charles to Lady Diana Spencer? Millions, me included, watched the event set off the modern day, which was a big wedding frenzy. So everybody's now looking for this kind of wedding. Now, do you think, Prosi, you are a wedding planner, is this something that people always come to you talking about, these big, lavish weddings, and they can't afford them? Because at the end of the day, I heard you saying, what is your budget? So tell me about that.
Yes, indeed, Sunday. It's interesting, but very many ladies I talk to want the wedding that will break all other weddings. But they want it on a small budget.
You see? So what is your pocket? Yes, tell me. How do you do that?
Wow. Now, you see, as a wedding planner, your work is to grasp the context,
right,
the way this bride dreams about their wedding, and then talk to the guy and tell him, see, this woman has to be happy. What do we do? And you come around that, look at the budget and look at what's the fairy, where should you bring in the fairy tale and where do you bring in the reality? So we try to match those two things.
Yeah.
So you have trails. Someone wants a very long trail. Mm. Someone wants a limousine for their wedding. Mm. Someone wants to walk on a whole basket of flowers.
Wow.
And you know, a basket alone is this much expensive to be walked on. So we try to cut in between the fairy tale and reality.
Wow.
What we would do is maybe you could look at the gown, for example.
Mm.
The gown can be fairy tale.
Yeah.
Then the meal can be reality. We try to cut the two together.
How difficult is that? Tell me about it, because it is not easy, you know. And you have the budget in front of you, and you're like, okay, this budget is nowhere near where I'm looking for. So where do you get these flowers from? Where do you get this limousine from?
Yes. Okay, let me go on. I'm actually just looking at a wedding I'm planning for June right now.
Uh-huh.
And I look at the cake, and the lady wants a cake of 2 million shillings, Ugandan shillings.
Okay.
And the budget, if I'm to give her a cake of 2 million shillings, I'll have to cut back on transportation for her family. I would have to cut back on video. So with such a lady, you cut back on something else. For example, food. Instead of making the food very expensive, you cut back on the food to give her the fairy tale cake. It's not easy, because many brides insist on what they want.
Exactly.
We haven't had time convincing them.
I know. And you, Kennedy, you can tell me, your wife today, who was the bride not too long ago, didn't she give you a hard time, my brother, trying to get everything, and how did you do it?
Yeah, it is a truth, because it happened with me. I remember very well, I had reached at a point where I was stuck, and like, the bride, the money, this is what I want. And it reached a point where we were expected to slash our budget, because we couldn't accommodate that thing. And let me just say to you, some point back in the country, you've had a wedding of 100 shillings,
Yeah, that's what I heard, 100 shillings. How did those people do it, man?
Yeah, you can imagine, 100 shillings, where the bride and the groom were able to only raise the ring around 100 shillings. The rest of the things were being provided by the officiating pastor. So it was terrible, but they accommodated them, though it hit the whole country here. So the issue has not been the budget sometimes. The issue has been just like our colleagues have said, our ladies sometimes are too much demanding, and you realize they want to reach a certain level. They want to meet a certain level. And for instance, if your budget is too much restricted, you might not be able to place them. But the reality is nowadays the weddings are becoming very expensive. And what I did, the things I really needed to have in time. Mm-hmm. And what really helped me is the wedding planner, because they came in time and they really helped to advise me. They told me the most important thing, the life begins immediately after the wedding. The life does not begin from the wedding, but it begins immediately after
the wedding. When you have to pay all those debts.
After the wedding, when you step in your house, that's when the life now begins. Where you're going to spend together. So you don't need just to look at what your bride needs. No, you need to look at what you have and put in place how you're going to live together. Because if you concentrate on the real day, you'll end up living in peace, and you might not be able to live in peace thereafter.
Wow. Okay, hold it right there. Wedding planning can be very interesting, but it comes with a cost, just like you said. Now, with the global wedding industry estimated to be worth around $300 billion annually, and the average American wedding costs $28,000, while in South Africa, it costs around, a lower-end wedding is around $4,000, and a high-end stands at $20,000. So tell me, how do couples beat this budget? Do they have to break their banks to do it? Or get their credit cards? I spoke to Anthony Molly, and I wanted to know his take.
I think what I can do is I'll start by just giving you a little brief background about how weddings take place in Uganda.
Okay.
Unfortunately, in Uganda today, weddings are not really about the couple that is getting married.
Hmm.
For one reason or another, weddings now tend to be for the society. Mm-hmm. And every time a couple is getting married, it's more about pleasing the society instead of the couple taking care of the religious sacrament.
Yeah.
So it comes with a lot of pressure. It comes with a lot of demands. Mm-hmm. And because of those demands, I think the need for wedding planners has actually increased a lot over the years. So you find that wedding planning is actually a business in Uganda today.
Okay. As you say, things have evolved, trying to please the society. So you see, before you know whether you like it or not, you need a wedding planner. So with that being in demand, it means that wedding planners are now making a fortune or making a lot out of all these weddings coming in. And it's no longer the days that you ask your auntie and your sister to help you plan your wedding and bring flowers and do all the sitting arrangements. You have to have somebody to do it, right?
It doesn't happen like that anymore. You no longer have family and friends doing these things. For the majority of the weddings, it's now all about getting the wedding planners in place. They can organize it for you. And I think also the reason why that is happening is really because the economic situation today is so difficult, such that wedding couples hardly have time to do this themselves.
Right.
So that also contributes to the need and the demand for the wedding planners, because you'll find a couple has probably got a month of leave or 2 weeks of leave, and they want to maximize that for their honeymoon. So they don't have time to run around, and somebody needs to run around for them, and that brings in the need for the wedding planners.
Exactly. Now, coming to all this idea of doing these weddings, and most of these weddings cost an arm and a leg. It's too expensive to do these weddings. So can you tell me, when it comes to a wedding planner in a regular wedding in Uganda, what do you think will be their cost?
I think, to begin with, it's not really the wedding planners that manage the costs.
Okay.
I think the problem is the couples that are getting married. Because there's a lot of societal pressure on people, and everybody wants to outdo each other. If, for instance, there was a wedding today and the wedding cost, say, $10,000. And by the way, $10,000 wedding in Uganda is average, you know?
Wow, that's just an average.
A lot of people actually spend that money.
Wow.
And the worst part of it is that, of course, in Uganda, there's lots of fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that the couple does not really raise the money themselves. Maybe they'll raise half of the money or a little bit of it, but they'll come to their friends and, you know, there'll be fundraising meetings 6 months before the wedding. Right. And, you know, so people actually do come up and raise this money.
Mm.
So what happens in the majority, with the majority of the wedding planners is that they come and ask you, of course, how much is your budget? And then they try to work around that.
Thank you, Anthony Molly. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing wedding planners. And back to the studio. Now, Kenneth, will you tell me something? The people around us, one of the guys I spoke to say, you know what, weddings in Uganda is no longer about what me and my wife want, but it's about the society. We want to have a big wedding. We want to have the best wedding because society can see. People can talk and see. Is this the problem here with wedding planners, that we have to give them so much stress to try to get a lot while we don't even have the funds?
Yes, indeed, Shomari. I've heard of the stories and I have also witnessed the president talking about it.
Really?
And I have a friend. Uh-huh. Yes, the president has talked about it. People are going to the bank to take a loan to do a wedding. Right. And at the end, you bring the wife home, you start paying the loan from the very, very first day. I have a friend who is servicing a loan out of just because the demands were more than what he could afford, and yet he was into it. He really wanted to bash off a wedding that people could, the process could say, yes, I planned it and I chewed some money from this guy. So wedding is no longer a reason that I want to wed because I really love this person, because I really need to show some love. As Ken said, 100 shillings, Kenya shillings, your wedding. No, here is how many limousines will be on the way,
right.
How many motorcycles will clear the way, how many bridals, how many flower girls, how many people will attend, who is the VIP, is the president coming, is the messages of this world present, who is the president. Those are the things that people are now looking at, not really because somebody wants a wedding certificate or somebody wants a marriage certificate. No,
yeah.
I am competing. If Chameleon did this kind of wedding, for instance, here I am Bebe Cool, what can I do? Here I am Bobby Wine, what can I do? Here I am Ken, what can I show off that Prosy never showed? What can I show to the world that can be shown on a TV the following Saturday that really I had a wedding better than what Ken had? So you can picture how people are getting into debt just because of wedding.
Just because of a wedding, you're breaking your back. I know that. When you come home, you're crying. Let me ask Prosy. Prosy, you're a wedding planner, my friend. This is a blessing and a curse maybe for some people, but don't you feel that since you're a wedding planner, this is the biggest maybe time for you guys, the biggest ever blessing that you have ever had, having people trying to compete for the best wedding? Is it just a competition to the wedding planners, or is it the best thing to happen for you guys? Really?
Yes, Sunday. When you put it like that, it's really good business,
right?
For us, because we really get something. The problem is that these couples do not pay up all the service providers.
Really?
They take debts. Yes, they take debts. Debts from the bridal cars, debts from the salon, debts from the PA system, debts from the cake lady, debts from the video person, and also debts from Prosy. So by the time you get to the wedding, 2 days to the wedding, people are like, Prosy, if your people do not pay, I am not coming.
Oh, my goodness.
And the wedding planner is just at the end of her nerves. I've been at a wedding where the hotel people locked up the hall.
No way.
Because the couple had not paid.
Are you kidding
me? It was so embarrassing. Yes.
Oh my God.
On the day of the wedding, after the church, time for reception of the hotel is closed. So it
what
is,
were
it is
they
really
thinking?
Serious. They talk about borrowing. It's serious. But also, what makes it so hard here in Uganda is the fact that we have a cultural function and a church function.
Uh-huh.
Right. Sometimes you have these events 1 month apart, 1 week apart.
Okay.
Because our parents will say, no. The neighbor's child the introduction was, 10 million. We must show that we have more.
Wow.
So you find that you have to compete to prove during the cultural ceremony.
Right.
And you also striving to prove during the church ceremony. So it becomes too expensive. Like Kenneth was saying, we have exorbitant gifts which are asked by parents. Remember, most of our tribes here are taking a dowry.
Yes.
It is too expensive. And, you know, they are like, whose daughter, you know, my daughter has a master's degree. Mm-hmm. I want 20 cows.
Wow.
Hey. And they say, you know, each cow is at 1 million shillings. So pay up. If you can't pay, there are better men who can afford.
Oh,
so poor guy, he's really stressed.
Definitely.
Really stressed.
Definitely.
But it's that
wow. I'm telling you, you are having time of your life seeing a lot of different things. Okay, Prosy, thank you. Thank you so much. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Nigeria's anti-corruption unit recently discovered more than $43 million in US dollars at an upscale apartment in Lagos after receiving an anonymous tip. Nigeria's Economic and Financial Crimes Commission received a tip from a whistleblower who reported suspicious activity when they found someone moving bags in and out of the apartment. This is Odd News, and I'm Ernest Ugeziwe. Let's meet next week.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored wedding planners. A big thank you to our guest, Anthony Molly and Saida Hamdun. Thank you so much, Kenneth Sabuti, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. Thank you for coming, brother.
Thank you.
And Kennedy Wandera, Nairobi, Kenya, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Shomari.
Prosy, please keep enjoying the good days of your life and your business. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be handbags. Do ladies really need them? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lido Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:00. 1530 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.